Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Downtowns are often referred to as a central business district, but the nature of that business has shifted a lot over time. At one point, downtowns were centers of production, but increasingly they've become centers of ideas and centers of consumption.
This is audio from a recent national broadcast recorded right here at WBBM called The State of Downtown. Morning anchor Cisco Cotto spoke with experts on employment and business about perceptions nationwide, as well as right here in Chicago, about safety, viability, and the future of our downtowns.
Particularly here in Chicago, we have sort of a geographic problem. Crime is so heavily concentrated in certain neighborhoods, certain parts of the city. People often don't differentiate that, and so it's a branding problem, you might say, for downtown. I have said, though, somebody comes downtown almost every day, we're feeling that energy back Chicago, and I'm just feeling that this fall, some things have clicked a bit, and some of those perceptions are gradually changing.
I'm Jim Hankey, and today, WBBM reporter Brandon Eisen speaks with downtown business org leaders and shop owners about changing those perceptions and what can make our noteworthy downtown thrive. Let's get looped in, Chicago. Specific to our city, Dr. Joseph Schwederman, professor at DePaul University's Graduate School of Public Service, elaborated during the State of Downtown broadcast that COVID lockdowns and protests for social justice enhanced the perception of downtown crime dramatically.
You know, the pandemic really had kind of a recalibrating effect for people, that they got away from downtown. There were fewer people on the streets, fewer people on transit, yet crime was up. So particularly during the pandemic, the per capita amount of crime was significantly higher than it was before. Of course, people saw that on TV. They saw the social unrest. So I think we're winning people back. But boy, there's still a lot of people that have written off coming to the theater, being downtown after 8 p.m. The city's got some work to do to win them back.
You can watch the entire national broadcast of the State of Downtown, moderated by our own Cisco Cotto and recorded right here at WBBM, on our YouTube channel at WBBM AM. And you can also hear it as a podcast through the free Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. So what can be changed about public perception relating to downtown safety here in Chicago? And how? WBBM reporter Brandon Eisen recently recorded some compelling audio with downtown business org leaders and shop owners to get their takes. Later in the episode, you'll hear from Brian Flax, a longtime business owner in the Loop, as he describes what he witnesses daily, firsthand, operating his family business of over seven decades. But first, Brandon takes us over to the Magnificent Mile to learn what's been done there, in partnership with the Illinois Attorney General's Office and the Chicago Police Department, to flip the script on the crime narrative locally.
It is something that we struggle with because, you know, there's the saying, good news travels fast, bad news travels faster.
We open this segment on North Michigan Avenue with Kimberly Bears, CEO of the Magnificent Mile Association, which oversees much of the economic activity on North Michigan Avenue, Streeterville, River North, River West, and the Gold Coast, accounting for about 8% of the city's total GDP. Here with an overview of crime challenges of the pandemic, to be shortly followed by ongoing solutions. Bears tells us that the struggle in 2023 from a business standpoint isn't with crime itself, but a consumer perception of crime, based much on lingering imagery from 2020.
The old stories that people have on some kind of repeat that they continue to cycle through, even though the events in 2020 are now 3 years ago, and frankly, car back in our rearview mirror. We really don't even think about it.
Bears agrees with other downtown stakeholders that isolated crime involving violence, property damage, or theft is a reality of any major city historically. The effects only heightened in 2020 when a mixture of non-existent foot traffic during the pandemic and a social justice reckoning after George Floyd's murder created added opportunity for crime.
And what we said all the way through 2020 is that the real story and the real negative impact was the pandemic.
Bears doubles down on the impact of the pandemic on downtown businesses over the impacts related to crime, attempting to dispel any myth that businesses have been leaving because of the crime.
No, I mean, not that I can think of. If you were to ask me the pandemic question, I would point you to Roots pulling out of the entire U.S. market during the pandemic. I'd point to other stores that closed during the pandemic, the mozzarella store that closed during the pandemic, because they just couldn't make a go of it.
So now we can start to focus on moving past 2020, with Bears sharing with us the latest number one concern for downtown businesses north of the river.
Organized retail crime. Absolutely, 100%. Organized retail crime.
And from that, it might seem like crime is still an issue. That is, if we didn't include this follow-up. Arrests, due in part to shifts in state legislation, investigative practices, and cooperation of online retailers where the stolen goods are often sold.
To finally have an impact. And we saw that a couple of years ago, there was a crew that was responsible for several hundred thousands of dollars of theft here in the district. It was led by a fellow, Takari Harper. He was arrested. His whole gang was arrested. They've all gone. They've been put away for 10 to 12 years. And when that crew was caught and stopped, we saw the number of those kinds of burglaries drop precipitously.
And here's where things really start to take off in a direction not only increasing public safety, but in convincing the public that the area is safe. Magmile retail crime numbers, FYI, according to the National Retail Federation, have fallen from second place in the nation in 2020 to being in a tie for seventh and eighth place in 2022.
We're part of an organized retail crime task force with the Illinois Attorney General's office, with Chicago Police Department, with the Sheriff's Office, and others.
Designated as a special service area for the past 2 years, that has allowed additional agencies such as the Cook County Sheriff's Office to gain funding for added downtown patrols.
Through our special service area, we commit about 60% of our funds to safety and security. We have off-duty, and so we pay for that ourselves. We should make that clear. If anyone wants to know how we do it, we invest significant resources, our own resources, into safety and security.
There is also the CPD Strategic Deployment Initiative on North Michigan Ave, visible since the summer of 2020.
Police cars in the median with the lights going. Those are additional officers there.
Additional patrols have also been added near the temporary casino.
To ensure that any casino goer is safe and secure when they have their winnings and they leave the casino.
The Magmile Association has also maintained close communication with existing businesses addressing individual crime concerns with adaptive measures.
That include everything from their own store policies, helping them hire great in-store security, making sure that they have working security cameras and surveillance cameras, helping them harden the target, so to speak. And one example of that is a film that goes on glass plate so that if anyone were to try and do a smash and grab, the glass plate wouldn't shatter. It would crackle, but it wouldn't break. And that has been a great deterrent.
The Magmile Association also now looking at a pilot program with CDOT to put safety bollards along the avenue to prevent vehicles from breaching the sidewalk. Bears insists that the Magmile District has become both safe and welcoming to all, including partnerships with organizations to bring youth downtown for engaging positive experiences. My Block, My Hood, My City reciprocating by inviting Magmile partners to participate in lighting up King Drive for the holidays. And to those across the nation and in the suburbs, Kimberly Bears, Magmile Association CEO, says that the people who live and do business downtown every day and night overall report that they do feel safe and that crime downtown just ain't what it used to be.
And sadly, it is one of those things where people have to be willing to come downtown to see it with their own two eyes. Because for some folks, no amount of me or anyone else saying it will convince them. They just have to come down and see it with their own two eyes. And that's why I say we'd be happy to roll out the red carpet for any of those naysayers, please.
And finally, when attracting new business, Bears says that companies do see the reality of a safer downtown Chicago and that ultimately their decisions now boil down to financial feasibility, noting that the Magmile District is responsible for a $2 billion property tax liability each year. South of the river, the Loop has experienced its own set of challenges with crime during the pandemic, but with many collaborative solutions already long implemented, stakeholders there say the biggest issue remains for them, that lingering and unrealistic public perception of crime in downtown Chicago. Be safe. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
When we return, how are individual stores attracting people back to the Loop while still focusing on safety? Much more from WBBM's Brandon Eisen after the break.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The block that we are on now has for the most part, made a good comeback. I think Central Camera has had a hard go of it because their building had to be renovated because of the fire that was in there.
Brian Flax is a longtime business owner in the Loop. Flax Art and Frame, family owned and operated for 77 years as of 2023. It's also the only remaining custom frame shop in the Loop. Snuggled on a stretch of Wabash underneath the elevated train tracks, this block, one of the hardest hit during a period of unrest in May of 2020, a response to the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Flax had his windows busted out and a good amount of high value framed items stolen, not to mention the high quality custom frames. The damage minimal, though, compared to his neighbor, Don Flesh, whose Central Camera, family owned and operated for 123 years, was looted and gutted by fire. Flesh has since moved back into the original space with the iconic Central Camera sign above it. And now in his 70s, each time we speak with him, he's just focused on moving forward, even now expanding to include an on-site photo lab. And Brian Flax says that things are going pretty good for him at his store these days, where he still works daily and reports very little criminal activity on his radar.
This area was never really a big crime area. You know, when you see on the news, you see the guys from the surveillance footage driving their cars through the fronts of shoe stores and things like that. You're not seeing that down in the Loop here. But I'm always aware that whoever walks through that door is could be friend or foe. You have to be a little bit on your guard. You can't be too naive about it. But by and large, this area is not a high crime area. So I'm pretty confident right now.
When he was repairing his store in 2020, the thought did cross his mind to install a roll-down cage at the entrance.
But I opted not to do that because it has a bad appearance. It makes it look like you're in a bad part of town. And I don't want my clients to think that. So I'm willing to risk a break-in or two, I mean, if that be the case. The one thing I stopped doing is I stopped putting things like guitars in shadow boxes up on the wall. Stuff on the wall that was bait for people that would, figure they could break in and then hawk it somewhere. I just stopped doing that.
Touching on his point regarding aesthetics, he now steers this conversation in an entirely different direction.
When you get further north, further west, A lot of empty stores.
One likely won't need to pick up a copy of Stone Real Estate's annual report on retail vacancies in downtown Chicago to notice a fairly significant reduction in occupied storefronts, but we just happen to have it handy. And the retail vacancy numbers for 2022 are almost 27%. In a typical pre-pandemic year, that number is closer to 15%. But stakeholders are optimistic in efforts to attract new business, hinging on financial feasibility, as we hear crime doesn't seem to be a major concern downtown in 2023 for many who live, work, or operate here daily.
Our new strategies is to build confidence in the Loop. Right now we got a little bit of a customer confidence issue. We need to restore that. And so we're doing, along with all
Michael Edwards is the CEO of the Chicago Loop Alliance, which represents the interests of many business stakeholders in the Loop.
And I think we can almost, you know, guarantee that.
With a boundary of the Chicago River to the north and west, south at Ida B. Wells, Lake Michigan to the east, and tasked with keeping the Loop a vibrant global business district and a recognized world-class destination, the Loop is home to Chicago's theater district. And that may sound kind of glossy, but the many efforts to maintain that vision have too long played understudy, says Edwards, to lingering images of intensified crime during the pandemic, particularly in 2020 and 2021.
You know, I think a lot of the current perception is really based upon what happened during the pandemic when there was nobody downtown, a lot less people downtown. I mean, I think, you know, at the pandemic, with the murder of George Floyd, some of the civil unrest, you know, people were losing confidence in the Loop, like who's in charge. And so we have been working hard with the city and the police department, streets and sanitation, all of the departments to bring order to downtown. And I think we have. And it's evident by all of the people that are coming back downtown now for shows at night, big concerts, community festivals. 100,000 people, over 100,000 people came to our Sundays on State. So people are coming back. They're feeling more comfortable. We just need more of them to come back.
Speaking of getting more people downtown and attempting to put some recurring negative imagery to rest, though it may take some time, there has been a particular phenomenon fairly unique to downtown Chicago in the form of teens flooding the streets, typically the first hot night of the year. What may have been called a happening years ago is now referred to as wilding. And on these rare nights, things do tend to get slightly out of hand. Kenna Tunis is the director of community engagement, Chicago Loop Alliance.
There have been incidences with regards to negative situations occurring with youths in the Loop. So we partnered with My Block, My Hood, My City. They created Downtown Day, but we coordinated with loads of our businesses who wanted to contribute to mentor kids or show them museums or what it's like to be, you know, an architect for a day. Like, it was very important, I suppose, to create shared positive experiences with the youth demographic and the business community here. So, yeah, it's a complicated issue.
Downtown Day, one of many community-led, city and business-approved and supported efforts to make sure that every young Chicagoan gets an opportunity to experience downtown, and in a way that doesn't end in being detained. My Block, My Hood, My City on Downtown Day brought with them more than 1,000 young people, giving each a $50 exploration card to be used on just about anything. Mr. Dad's Father's Club and the Inglewood First Responders, among dozens of groups that also headed downtown to encourage a positive experience.
This is everybody deserves to be here. Everybody deserves to have the opportunity to spend time here. This is their city. I think it would be unacceptable to do anything otherwise. They have just as much of a right to be here. It's just creating those shared positive experiences will really create mutually beneficial situations, greater respect and understanding in downtown in general. You know, an experience of really good experience and feeling and a desire to want to come downtown again.
Back to the Loop Alliance CEO, he says the efforts throughout the Loop in 2023 are not focused on tackling any sort of overwhelming crime problem, but that similar to the Magnificent Mile Association just north of the river, the most immediate challenge is convincing the public, read consumers, that crime is relatively low downtown compared to the rest of the city and even compared to other major city downtowns across the country.
There's not that much negative going on downtown. It's a big downtown. Lots can happen. We get that, but that's part of the excitement too.
The Loop was the fastest growing downtown in the U.S. for 2022. We'll use the Loop Alliance report for this info. They are the group that provided monthly economic recovery stats during the pandemic, since graduated to just quarterly reports.
Well, people have always asked about issues like that. I mean, they have lots of concerns when they're making a huge investment into the Loop. So
Edwards, when talking sort of business attraction, tells us that Loop Alliance reports have shown recovery to nearly pre-pandemic levels in a number of areas, but foot traffic is one indicator to watch in both increasing the number of wallets downtown and the number of eyes on the street. Crowded, vibrant areas, often a deterrent to crimes of opportunity like those presented on the empty downtown streets and CTA train cars of 2020. But in 2023...
Crime is kind of a non-issue. In actuality, is it asked? Sure. But they're also asking about the services that their building's going to provide, you know, where their employees can park. I mean, they ask lots of questions. Crime's always asked. Or the safety of the location, that's always been a question for years.
He says perspectives are convinced of the Loop's safety. We hear this from the Mag Mile Association as well on their district, where they tell us that hovering over the dotted line these days has more to do with property taxes than crime. Michael Edwards, CEO of the Chicago Loop Alliance, in closing and addressing a common scene downtown, going back to the city's inception, a deeply ingrained, proud tradition that will likely continue for the ages. Edwards feels it important to add that protest is not a word equal to crime.
Citizens of Chicago should be very proud that we are a city, an international city, that embraces free speech, and people have a right to protest. They, for the most part, file a permit to do that. The police are engaged. They negotiate a tour. It's typically on a sidewalk. And so when people see a protest go by, the people are just expressing themselves. And as an American and as a person from Chicago, I think we should be really proud of that. We're proud that it happens in the Loop. No war!
Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
This episode of Looped In Chicago was hosted by me, Jim Hange, with extensive audio production work and reporting by Brandon Eisen. Again, for more of our national broadcast titled Odyssey Conversations, The State of Downtown, visit our YouTube channel at WBBMAM or find it as a podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you listen. WBBM's news director is Craig Schwalb, and our managing producer of national news podcasts is Myron Kaplan. Follow WBBM News Radio and WBBM Podcasts on social media, and we'll keep you looped in again right here next week. Thanks for listening.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.